The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Indexes beat stock pickers even over 15-year timeframes.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. New data show that 82% of all U.S. stock funds trailed their respective benchmarks over 15 years. Joining us now in the studio with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Daisy Maxey. Daisy, you say this underperformance helps explain why stock pickers are losing billions of dollars in assets each month to these low-cost index funds.
That's right. This is another blow to managers of stock funds who try to actively, select the best stocks. They haven't been doing well, and it is hurting them. It's their struggles to beat the market, especially over these recent years with a bull market. For 8 years now, it's been a tough game to try to outperform an index that can just pile into that market that just keeps going up inexplicably. And they've had fee pressure, fund closings, business overhauls, mergers of fund companies. Investors have really spoken with their wallets. They're turning to index funds in droves. They've pulled about $1.2 trillion from actively managed U.S. stock funds since the start of 2007 through March, according to Morningstar. And about that same amount, about $1.1 trillion, has moved into passive U.S. stock funds over the same period. So we can see where that money's going.
Maybe we should back up here for just a second. In the event someone is listening and does not know what we mean, can you explain what an index fund is?
Sure. Index funds are normally passive funds that track a certain benchmark. If you have an S&P 500 index fund, it will invest in the stocks that make up the S&P 500 index. And they don't vary that. That's what they stick with. And so when we have a rally, it's easy for these funds, a long stock market rally, it's very easy for these funds to do well because they just track along with the market that's going up. Active funds, in contrast, they have managers who try to really be selective. They don't just go across the whole index, across the whole benchmark like these index funds do. They pick and choose which stocks they expect will go up.
Mm-hmm.
And index funds, I should say, are traditionally low cost. And that's another hurdle for active funds is they have, if you're charging 1.5% of the fees for management, that's a hurdle you have to overcome in your performance. And if you return 5%, that 1.5% is coming out of that. So it makes it easier for these low-cost index funds to do well.
Right, which are typically a fraction of a percent.
Right, very, very inexpensive.
What's interesting about this is you often hear these active fund managers say, you have to watch us over the long term, and this is a long term.
Yeah, and that's what kind of stands out about this data. This is a report that S&P Dow Jones Indices put together, and it comes from a group at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. They have a center called the Center for Research and Security Prices. It's a research and learning center that puts together this data, and then S&P Dow Jones Indices puts out this report, and it's a research quality data that they put together.
We're talking about index funds beating stock pickers even over 15-year span with Daisy Maxey, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Daisy, this debate over active versus passive management, it's not a new one, and it's often been pretty contentious. So does this research settle anything? Have computers won yet, or will this debate continue to rage on for now?
I think this debate will continue to rage on. There are some people who might tell you passive has won. I think there's still a lot of active, and some people make the point that even exchange-traded funds, which have become very popular, which can be traded anytime someone wants. They trade on exchanges, and that they're active, even though most of them are passively managed. They are change hands a lot. People are trading them on and off in the markets, and investors are investing in them and then jumping out, just like they do with mutual funds, jumping in and out. So I think they're still active, is still out there to be found. And there are still, I spoke with an active manager yesterday who, of course, still believes in active. There are still fund managers who do beat the benchmarks, although it's very difficult for active managers to sustain that.
Anything else you think folks should know about this?
Yes, there was one example that we used in the story that might be illustrative for listeners. The Sequoia Fund, until the end of 2015, Sequoia Fund was the top performing large cap growth fund, mutual fund tracked by Morningstar over the prior 15 years. And it had nearly doubled the annual performance of the S&P 500. But that fund really got badly hurt by a heavy position in Valeant Pharmaceuticals after Valeant's accounting practices were questioned and the stock plunged 96%. That really hurt Sequoia Fund, and those steep losses left the fund near the bottom of all large cap growth funds over the past 1, 3, and 5 years. And its returns over the past 5 years, now its return is less than half that of the S&P 500's 13.9%. And it's just an example of what can happen to an active fund manager, particularly one that's trying to be very selective and has a concentrated portfolio of stocks that he or she believes in. You know, especially when we have a strong bull market like we have now, it's easy for the indexes to just kind of glide along and do well as the market keeps going up.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Daisy Maxey joining me here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.